Time now to get our view from Vegas, brought to you by Harrah's Gulf Coast in Biloxi. Vegas runner, pro bettor, and handicapper at thebigmoves.com, at Greek underscore gambler on Twitter. VR, you ready to go, man? Playoff football, divisional round style. How are you?
Never better, brother. Great weekend last week. I mean, what hit all the NFL? I went 2 out of 3 on the show because I gave Baltimore. Fortunately for myself and my subscribers, I held off Baltimore and just gave the under in that game. Ended up sweeping on NFL Wild Card Weekend, and then Clemson on Monday came through. Man, they were money for a lot of sharp bettors. We're taking a money line and taking them plus the points. The one thing I want to say real quick, going into divisional weekend, the guys I get down for that do really well, especially in postseason, only placed one bet so far. They have been waiting until game day, mostly in the playoffs. Last couple seasons have done well. Last week we got lucky. Fortunately, none of the bets that I gave out, and we ended up keeping them all and actually taking those signs. Hopefully that's the same this week, and we could carry it over into the divisional round for your listeners.
VR, one thing that you and I talked about last week was playoff experience at the quarterback position, and all three quarterbacks last week making their first ever start in the postseason, all three of them lost, and it's hugely important.
Yeah, of course. I mean, listen, everything goes up a notch in the playoffs. And they say that the biggest adjustment college quarterbacks have to make in the NFL is the speed of the game. Well, it gets ramped up even more come playoff time. I mean, not saying these guys ain't giving 100% each and every Sunday, but they're giving 100% on each and every play every Sunday in the playoffs. I mean, you're as motivated as it comes, because it's lose and go home. There is no next week. And as long as it's a game, especially early on, you're going to see the game at a totally different speed. And what happened to a lot of these teams is they fall behind, and you have a quarterback that may have had an easy season like a Mahomes. Well, let's see if he could play from behind, if Indy's able to get out ahead or something like that. You know, these young quarterbacks haven't experienced that, especially if they had an easy season like he did. So it'll be interesting to see if that carries over into this week. But you're absolutely right. Nothing like playoff experience, and it sounds cliche, but it was proven correct last weekend.
Christian Garrick here, hanging out with Vegas runner, pro bettor and handicapper at thebigmoves.com, at Greek underscore gambler. View from Vegas, brought to you by Harrah's Gulf Coast in Biloxi. And VR, this line between the Saints and Eagles opened at 9.5. I wish I'd have known that. I would be intrigued. I think the Eagles would cover 9. I'd feel much more comfortable about the Eagles covering 9.5 than even just 8.5.
Yeah, and that's the one game that the guys that I provide betting accounts for that do really well long term, that's the one they bet. And they bet it in every single account. They took Philadelphia plus 9.5, Philadelphia plus 9, Philadelphia plus 8.5, and that's why you're looking at 8 right now across the board. Those are the guys that moved it. They pounded Philadelphia immediately, thinking that line was way too high, that the number shouldn't have really been adjusted off last game because it was Wentz, because they turned the ball over 3 times and the game kind of snowballed. And the drop-off from Wentz to Foles really isn't much. I mean, even prior to the way he's been playing, most wise guys would say the drop-offs, he's worth maybe a point and a half at the worst, at the most. But the way he's playing, the momentum he has, I mean, I don't think there's any adjustment needs to be made between Foles and Wentz, not in the playoffs. The team seems as confident, and even like he gives them more of a spark, to be honest. So I think that's the reason that they just think that the line, you know, got to remember, most professional bettors and odds makers follow one simple rule, and that's you don't overreact to one result, because in a 60-minute game, there's so much randomness. And that game, sure, New Orleans crushed them 48-7, but it's one result. It's one game. And again, you know, you can't overreact. We see the best teams lose week in, week out. We see the worst teams win week in, week out. It's the NFL, and it's randomness of sports. In one game, anything could happen. And again, I think that's why we saw sharp money come in on Philadelphia immediately. And that's the only side that I could definitely confirm that's a legit move for this weekend. Everything else, I think they're going to wait till game day and see if the public knocks some of these lines out of whack, because they got crushed last week, so they should be coming to unload this week, and I think that's what they're doing, sitting back idle and seeing if they push some of these lines in the direction they're looking for.
VR, in the meantime, what are some of the lines you like for our listeners?
You got to look on Saturday at Indianapolis Colts, man. I mean, if it ain't broke, why try to fix it? And we just touched on it. Rookie quarterbacks haven't done all that well. And granted, Mahomes technically isn't a rookie, but he is in the playoffs, and he is as far as playing a season in the NFL. And the way Indianapolis is playing, and more importantly, Andrew Luck at the controls, man, When he's playing like that, this team can beat anyone. And the way they've run the football the last 2 weeks on the road at Tennessee and at Houston, not the easiest or weakest defenses, and they put 158 and 200 yards in back-to-back weeks on the ground. If they could run successfully against Kansas City, which everyone was able to do, I don't know why they can't be in this game from start to finish. And I agree. I think Indianapolis is live. I just don't think you're getting much line value here. I was hoping this line would have been up around 7 and the public would pound Kansas City and I'd get a great number on Indianapolis. I was a little surprised they brought it out at 6 and the line's down to 5 even in some places. But still, I think Indianapolis is the only way you can look in that game. And then in the second game, I like the Rams. I think this has blowout written all over it. I just don't think Dallas is going to be able to continue scoring with them. Granted, Dallas has success when they run the football, and you could run on the Rams, but that only works if you're ahead or if you're in a close game. And if someone jumps ahead of you on 2 touchdowns, it's hard to run the football successfully, and I think Dallas may have that problem against the Rams. I mean, this is a team that's well rested. Look who they played down the last couple weeks. I mean, since right before Christmas, they played Arizona and they played San Francisco, and they've had a week off to prepare for Dallas. I mean, if they're not ready to play this game, nobody is. So I don't think a 7 is really asking all that much. And I think the Rams in a teaser is also a great bet. I don't think they could lose that game at home. Then on Sunday, New England and Chargers, honestly, that game scares me. As far as the total, I got betting syndicates on opposite sides. I know one that is bet the under in the first half, and one that likes the over for the game when it dropped down to around 46. So when you have that difference in opinion, nothing to really go by. And on the side, I can tell you a rarity, the books are going to need the New England Patriots because it's all Charger money so far. And even from the public, what parlays they've been tying up with NBA and stuff all week has been with the Chargers. And usually that's a preview of what's to come. So they think that they're going to be big Patriot fans, the sports books will, on Sunday, needing them to cover. And then with Philadelphia, New Orleans, I have a future on the New Orleans Saints, man, and I think they're going to win that game. I think a lot of the sharp bettors are also going to tease the Saints down. I think Rams-Saints will be one of the most popular teasers, definitely by sharp bettors. The numbers make sense long-term. They're plus EV. You're getting through good key numbers there through 7 and 3. And I think the public bettors will tease it too. Will one of them lose outright and the books clean up? Maybe. But I still think they're decent bets. And I, like I said, the guys that bet Philadelphia, they do really well long-term. And I've done well riding with them and taking a percentage of their bets, and I don't know anyone that's gotten rich betting against them. They don't win every day. They don't win every week. They don't win every year, every month, I mean. But year to year, they're pretty profitable. And again, I'm not going to fade them, but I like the over also in the Philadelphia Saints game. If I had to bet that on my own right now, I'd bet the over. And it sounds like the square play, but real quickly, here's the reason why. We know the Saints can score at home. That's a given. There's no argument there. But you're not going to hold Philadelphia to 7 points again. That's just not going to happen. No matter how good the Saints defense plays, I mean, Philadelphia is a team that could put up points. I mean, even in a tough game against Chicago, they put up 16. They put up 32 against Houston. They put up 23 on the road at Dallas. You're not holding them to 7 points. So as long as Philly could put up even 20, I think this game goes over. And I think Philly scores in the 20. So for me, it looks like the squares play on the board, but I think it's the right side. And I'd bet it now because I don't think it's going to be at 50.5 or 51 for too long, if you agree with me, that is.
VR, I'm curious to know, everybody talks about the playoffs, and we got about 2 minutes here. Everybody talks about in the playoffs, what wins? Teams that can rush the football, teams that can stop the run. The Saints check the box both in both categories there. And also, for me, it also comes down to quarterback play and experience. And Drew Brees is the most prolific in the game. And Nick Foles is a Super Bowl MVP and a Super Bowl champ.
And listen, here's what you have to also remember real quickly. I want your listeners to hear this because the fact they bet Philadelphia – remember, when it comes to betting sports, the spread becomes the great equalizer.
Right.
The Saints could go on and win this game easily, handedly, and not cover by 8. You know, to cover that 8, you got to win by 10 pretty much, double digits. And, you know, that's not always easy to do in the NFL. And this is the one round, remember, in the NFL during the regular season, if you just pick the winner, you'll win 83% of the time, meaning the spread doesn't matter in 83% of the games. Either the favorite blows the team away, the spread, or the underdog wins the game outright, doesn't even need points. In the playoffs, that correlation is even greater. Last week in the wild card round, it's the highest, 88%, so almost 9 out of 10 times in the wild card round, the spread doesn't even matter. This is going back 15-plus years. Now, in this divisional round, it's the lowest correlation. It drops by 10%. So this is the round where the spread in the playoffs matters the most. This one, and then in the conference finals, it goes back up again where the spread doesn't really matter. Either the underdog wins and goes off to the Super Bowl, or the favorite blows out the underdog. That's what usually happens. But this is the round where the points matter. So I think when you look at a trend like that, which is a big sample size and all those things we touched on, I understand why they took Philadelphia. You figure they're not going to play that bad again there. So I could see that, and I can see the Saints winning this game. And actually, having a tough time may not be the worst thing for them. You may get some value on them next week, you know, or the week after that, if you're as a bettor. So it wouldn't be the worst thing as long as they win the game. Those of us with a future will be just fine, and fans will be just fine. Just go out there and win. Covering the spread, that's a different story. It's their equalizer for everyone. So we'll see what happens.
Vegas runner, pro bettor, and handicapper at thebigmoves.com. That wraps up our view from Vegas, brought to you by Harrah's Gulf Coast in Biloxi. VR, we'll talk to you next week, man. Thanks
for having me, guys.